So I had the chance to listen to the album over the past 24 hours. And it's funny, I hadn't done my research before I listened because sometimes I just like to listen to the music. And as soon as I started hearing it, I was like, man, this is giving me some delicious Blink-182 vibes. And then I heard the drumming. I was like, wait a second. And then I actually was a good music journalist and did my research. And I mean, for anyone like us that grew up loving music, the dream would be to have Travis Barker work with you on anything. What the hell? Do you just look at your life and go, I have nailed this?
Yes. I was just talking about that. I tell my 15-year-old self, like, what would you be thinking right now if I were to tell you, and then just, you know, fill in the blanks with everything that's going on in 2020 with my career. It's like, it's the dream.
That's
like,
so cool.
It's like, it's surreal. It's the thing that makes you believe in magic. You know what I mean? Like something impossible that like really manifested and became tangible.
That's so cool. Does it inspire you to like, I mean, for me, once I hit one career high or I do something that I didn't think was possible, straight away I'm like, cool, what's next? Are you already now like, okay, well, I got Travis. What else can I do for the next album or the next project? Or, you know, like, what would the dream be next?
So, I mean, I think the dream is to get back in with Travis, knowing that this formula that we, you know, obviously took a huge chance with, because it's not like guitar music and definitely not pop punk music has not really been in the mainstream of media, at least in America, for the past 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, so we took a big leap with this one. And so I think, like, you know, we're seeing that with what we delivered, that there's like this possibility for a resurgence. So I think just following through and just making that wave as big as possible. But I also, like, I don't have anything to lose at this album. Like, I'm already counted out by people already. Like, it's like this one, I just made one. I wanted to, you know what I mean? So what I'm gonna do, I'm speaking my truth. This is like real for me. So
that's awesome. And in that respect, it makes sense that you would have, you know, Black Bear and Halsey, I think two artists that always speak their truth, and sometimes it's awkward and sometimes it's tough, but you know, neither of them really kind of care. They're very hard on your sleeve. So how did those collaborations come about? Was it like was it a WhatsApp?
Black Bear was on my first album, so that was kind of like a cool full circle moment, because I've known him, like me and him knew each other way before fame hit either of us. So
yeah.
And Halsey, I've been on that TV show and on Showtime, and we remained friends throughout the years, and this was the first song we ever did together, and that's like it's probably one of my favorites on the album. Her verse on that song is so necessary for culture, because it's like that was like why we, you know, what made Hayley Williams, you know, like
it's exactly what I thought.
What made
when
us
I
all be like,
it.
Holy shit, you know what I mean?
Totally, because I was playing it in the office and everyone looked up. They're like, wow, that's Halsey. It sounds like Paramore. And I was like, yes, it's so good. Well, darling, I got to let you get back to your beer pong. Have a good night, mate.
Later.
Bye.